The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An interesting set of results, assay results from Great Western Mining. The company's been working on its Defender Pinecrow tungsten project, and we're joined now by the company's chief executive, Ed Loy. And I should mention as well that I'm also a director of this company. So, Ed, very good to see you. We've got assay results, machine cut channel sampling. Tell us about that. What does it mean?
Yep. Good morning, Alistair. Yes, very encouraging results from the channel sampling. The channel sampling is a machine cut, i.e. we used a diamond blade saw to cut what effectively is almost like a core section across the outcrop, across strike of our skarns. That, of course, during our spring mapping exercise, we obviously identified scheelite mineralization with the shortwave UV torch. And of course, it's just encouraging now to obviously have these backup assays from the in-situ channel samples. So effectively, we sampled it very similarly to a diamond, as you would do a diamond core. The fact that you kind of do the almost like a 2 to 3 inch cut across, and then you sample that out, so you get a very good representative sample across those intercepts. And our intercepts are broad. You know, we got good multimeter assays back, which are comparable to a lot of the tungsten projects in our vicinity, including Pilot Mountain, Guardian Metals, and Pilot Mountain. So we're very encouraged that we have grades similar to our peers at surface, no less.
Yeah, so the grades are pretty good. Just walk us through the grades. What is a good tungsten grade, and are we there?
It's a big question. Of course, you can have high-grade tungstens, which are in the percents, and they're normally limited to deposits and veins of a few metres. Or you have multi-metre skarn-hosted scheelites, deposits which are usually below a percent and averaging around between 0.15 and 0.3, but over broad widths, which are amenable to large-scale open cast mining, almost like quarrying. And that's the sort of mining methodology that one day we would apply to this. And obviously, that's how our peers are approaching their similar grades over those sort of broad scales.
Yeah, so it's helpful that it's at surface, isn't it? That's going to be a beneficial aspect of the mineralogy there. But what do you learn from these results about the wider district that Great Western's operating in?
Well, first of all, we are planning ahead of our maiden drilling campaign, which is starting in a few weeks. And we wanted to get better constraint of the surface geology ahead of that. But while we're at it, we wanted to look at the further extent. We believe we are in a tungsten mineralized corridor, and it's really encouraging to get a really good string of results along a channel cut at the spookily named Widowmaker Mine, which is a kilometre west of our Pine Crow occurrence. And a few grub samples in between these occurrences are indicating that we have a linked system across multi-kilometer.
So it could be a pretty large mineralized system that's being investigated here.
Absolutely. So obviously we have two strings here. One, obviously preparing for our initial drill fence across 600 meters between the Dogod mine and Defender in the east. But of course, we have that additional, secondly, we have this blue sky further extension going all the way westwards towards our pre-existing copper resource down M2. So as much as we begin to delineate that initial fence at the Dogod to Defender, we also have this added foresight for a much more extended district and corridor, a whole linked system, if you will, with a copper resource bolted on the end.
Yeah, that's a nice prospect to be thinking about. So tell us what's going to happen now. You've mentioned the drilling. How much drilling is going to be done and when will it start?
Okay, so yes, obviously we're fully permitted for the drilling. Our ground team are on the ground now, preparing roads and pads for those drillers who are mobilizing in just a few weeks. We're planning 7,000 feet of drilling over a series of holes, maybe 10 to 14 holes, to contribute towards our initial, well, our maiden mineral resource estimate that we are still on track to deliver by year end.
And so, when do you think the assay results from the drilling program might be coming out into the market?
Drilling starting at the end of this month, and then obviously going through the motions of the drilling. I would imagine first assay results will be coming through early September.
So, you must be feeling pretty good at the moment, Ed. The latest machine cut channel samples came out, well, would you say as well as you wanted or better than expected? How would you characterize it?
So let's put it this way. We were limited to what we could sample in terms of outcrop. You need permissions to make trenches, and of course, we haven't had the machines on site until now, you know, over the last month or so since we got the permissions to prepare ahead of the drilling. So the samples that we could do, because we were keen to get some of this news to market, we wanted to obviously show that a lot of these funky pictures of glowing scheelite actually did return consistent grade over broad intercepts. Obviously, then we go through the process of doing the cutting itself, getting the assay submitted, obviously doing all the QAQC on that. But it's important that we kind of got that done. It does help inform, obviously, in the immediate area that we're about to drill on, and also giving us confidence in the in for the wider prospectivity.
So finally, what does the news flow look like over the coming months? I mean, I think we can guess to a certain degree there's drilling coming up. How do you see the news flow playing out as we sort of go into the second half of 2026?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to do a few more trenches now that we have the permissions to make some cuts in it, access roads into the pads, so we can get more exposure. Because if you look at the RNS, we have to I make this point that there's only so much surface expression that we can see, so we're only limited in terms of the mapping and the machine cutting trenches to date on that outcrop. Obviously, any land disturbance, you need permissions to do so, and we have that now. So we will hopefully have some news flow from some additional trenches ahead. Don't really know whether those would come out. Maybe they would come out before September. We also have an ongoing metallurgical amenability test going on as well. So hopefully there could be some news ahead of the first drilling results on that, so that we can show, you know, the recoverability of the material from the bulk sample that we took from surface back in April. So that's in process. And yes, the first drilling results we're expecting in the first few weeks of September in terms
Well,
of news flow.
we look forward to watching all that unfold, and good to see such progress and such high levels of activity from Great Western. So, thanks very much for now, though, Ed, and we'll check back in with you, hopefully in due course, with some more good news.
Thank you, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.